After a sales pitch, Phoenix learned it's out of the running for Amazon's second headquarters. The majority of cities left on the short list are in the eastern half of the U.S. So what's next for Phoenix? Joining us now is Chris Camacho, CEO of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us an idea on, if you can tell us at this point, what did Phoenix emphasize in its pitch to Amazon? And I don't know, were you surprised that Phoenix didn't make the cut?
Well, first and foremost, I'm disappointed that Amazon had left Greater Phoenix off the list. They have over 5,000 employees here in Greater Phoenix, and our pitch consisted of really talking about the future economy that we're building here. And as a takeaway, there were a lot of things that we received feedback on. I'm happy to talk about here in a moment. But overall, the Amazon process started with 238 companies, and communities, I should say, and they just recently moved down to the list of 20. Unfortunately, Phoenix wasn't on the list, but the good news is we have over 300 companies still actively looking at the market.
And Chris, what were some of the things that you thought really could have won over Amazon, that even with feedback, you've heard that this is good, this is a good direction for Phoenix in the future as you try to pitch other companies?
Yeah, so initially walking into the process, being that we're in the same time zone with Seattle's location where the headquarters is for Amazon, some of the large incentive deals that were offered from New Jersey and Chicago, which were $7 billion and $2 billion respectively, which are pretty big incentive offerings, state to state. But on some of the feedback we received was the view was that Phoenix was on the cusp as a region, but there still were some outstanding questions about the vision and strategy related to our K-20 system, how we're going to drive innovation and technology in the future, how we're building a world-class place with arts, culture, and diversity. And so there were a lot of attributes that they still maintained conversation about leading up to the 20 different communities that they analyzed. So we feel like there's still a tremendous amount of upside for this market, and we'll obviously move on to the next one and look to close the next major project.
How much of a challenge does the K-12 system continue to be? Because there are numbers that show in certain national progress reports that Arizona has improved greatly, but there's still concern about funding, as you know. Is that still an obstacle?
Well, interesting enough, Amazon directly had mentioned the last 10 years of marked improvement in a variety of areas, including education, innovation, technology, but they still stressed upon the need for additional education investment, a qualified workforce, experienced workforce, and also ensuring that we don't let divisive politics get the best of us. And so for me, the takeaway is that the ground game is let's continue to charge forward and make the right kind of investments in these core areas. And at the same time, we need to be setting a long-term vision for our state in terms of the economy, how we're going to continue to improve education, drive applied research out of our universities. And that's really what top-notch, world-class domestic locations are doing today.
Chris, there are other big dogs. Apple is mentioned as a possible contributor, a possible move to Arizona in some sense. One thing as we wrap up, this is my final question for you. When it comes down to this, obviously you want to attract high-quality jobs, high-quality companies. How important is it that those companies also contribute greatly to the area in other ways? I mean, is that part of the relationship that has to come about?
Absolutely. And so when we're recruiting companies, of which generally the most significant kind of corporate philanthropy and investment come from headquarters, and we had 6 new headquarters welcomed to the market in the last 12 months. And what's in our pipeline today, over 300 new companies are looking at joining the Greater Phoenix ecosystem. And I think what's important, Greater Phoenix is really working to establish not only a domestic but a global identity around legacy contributions and microprocessing with Intel and Microchip and even Motorola prior to that, but also aerospace and defense and healthcare. We're morphing into becoming one of the nation's capitals in embedded systems and connected devices. And so having that identity and having companies that want to contribute back to the region is very important.
Chris Camacho, CEO of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. Chris, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.